In May 1985, KGB Colonel Oleg Gordievsky returned to his Moscow apartment and noticed something chilling. The third lock on his door had been engaged, a lock he never used. This wasn't a random break-in. It was a message. For 12 years, Gordievsky had been living an extraordinary double life as MI6's most valuable asset inside Soviet intelligence. His intelligence had fundamentally altered Western understanding of the Cold War and potentially averted nuclear catastrophe. Now, the hunter had become the hunted. John le Carré called this the best true spy story I have ever read, and it's easy to see why. The tale raises profound questions about loyalty, betrayal, and what one person risking everything can accomplish in the shadow world of international espionage. Oleg Gordievsky was born into KGB privilege. His father, Anton, a career intelligence officer, secured the family access to better food, schools, and restricted goods. The KGB wasn't just his father's profession, it defined their lifestyle. Anton, who joined state security in 1932, likely participated in Stalin's purges, though such matters were never discussed. The family lived with contradictions. Anton was a frightened man, despite his authority, while Oleg's mother maintained independence by refusing Communist Party membership. Oleg learned to balance dual identities, public Soviet loyalist and private self. We knew what could be said outside and what could only be whispered at home. At 17, Oleg entered Moscow's Institute of International Relations, studying Swedish. While appearing conformist, he secretly consumed foreign media and BBC broadcasts. The Berlin Wall's construction in 1961 sparked his first moral crisis, revealing its true purpose of imprisoning East Germans. Still, he joined the KGB in 1962, attracted by its privileges. At the KGB's Red Banner Academy, Gordievsky mastered espionage skills, particularly dry cleaning, surveillance detection, and evasion. The 1968 Prague Spring proved his turning point. Watching Soviet tanks crush Czechoslovakia's reforms transformed him from loyal officer to determined opponent. This brutal attack on innocent people made me hate the system with a burning, passionate hatred. After returning to Copenhagen in 1972, Gordievsky caught MI6's attention. Station Chief Richard Bromhead made contact through social encounters and deployed Gordievsky's defected Czech friend, Standa Kaplan, to assess his loyalties. When Gordievsky failed to report these meetings to the KGB, MI6 saw their chance. The pivotal moment came when Bromhead confronted Gordievsky about his KGB role. At a Copenhagen safe house, Bromhead introduced him to handler Philip Hawkins, sealing his recruitment. Gordievsky's motivations included disgust with Soviet brutality, rebellion against his father's conformity, and dissatisfaction with both his KGB work and marriage. He set unique conditions: no harm to colleagues, no secret recordings, and no payment. He would work purely from conviction. Operating under the codename Nocton in London, Gordievsky met monthly with MI6 handlers. His exceptional memory yielded years of intelligence about operations, agents, and Soviet assets in Britain, including Union leader Jack Jones and MP Bob Edwards. His revelation about Labour leader Michael Foot's past as Agent Boot proved too politically sensitive to share with Prime Minister Thatcher. Gordievsky's most crucial revelation was Operation Ryan, the largest peacetime Soviet intelligence operation ever. In May 1981, KGB Chairman Yuri Andropov announced his belief that America was planning a nuclear first strike. The KGB was ordered to find confirming evidence, monitoring everything from government parking lots to blood bank supplies. What seemed like incompetence to Western intelligence was actually dangerous paranoia that could prompt a preemptive strike. Through Gordievsky, Britain learned that American aggressive posturing was intensifying Soviet fears of nuclear attack. NATO's November 1983 war game, Able Archer 83, brought tensions to a peak. This routine military exercise triggered genuine panic in Moscow, where leaders feared it masked a real nuclear strike. Gordievsky's smuggled telegrams revealed how the Soviets responded by readying nuclear weapons and placing missiles on high alert, bringing the world perilously close to accidental nuclear war. When informed, Thatcher insisted on alerting the Americans. Reagan was incredulous but thoughtful. CIA Deputy Director Robert Gates acknowledged they'd missed a critical intelligence gap. They'd approached the nuclear brink unaware. Unlike other spies providing military data, Gordievsky offered rare insights into Soviet leadership thinking, directly influencing Reagan's determination to end the Cold War. In May 1985, Gordievsky received a suspicious telegram summoning him to Moscow. Upon arrival, signs of KGB surveillance mounted. His unused third door lock had been turned, indicating a search. He endured a five-hour drugged interrogation, clinging to Kim Philby's advice, never confess. Though suspended from his London post, the KGB maintained surveillance rather than arresting him. Unknown to him, CIA officer Aldrich Ames had betrayed Gordievsky and 24 other Western spies to the KGB. With time running out, Gordievsky sent his family to his father-in-law's dacha and initiated his escape. He signaled MI6 at a Moscow bread shop using his Safeway bag, activating Operation Pimlico. After evading surveillance, he reached the Finnish border where an MI6 team awaited. The escape culminated with Gordievsky crossing the border hidden in a diplomatic car's trunk wrapped in an aluminum space blanket. 20 minutes later, at the Forest Rendezvous, he emerged like a newborn child in amniotic fluid, completing one of espionage's most daring escapes. After Gordievsky's escape, MI6's attempts to secure his family's release were thwarted by Moscow for 6 years, with Layla living under constant surveillance. Only following the failed Soviet coup of 1991 could they join him in Britain. The reunion was bittersweet. His daughters barely knew him, and his marriage ultimately collapsed under the weight of their long separation. Today, Gordievsky lives under MI6 protection in England, with an active KGB execution order still hanging over him. The 2018 Skripal poisoning, a stark reminder of persistent dangers. He stands among history's most consequential spies. The CIA concluded that the Abel Archer crisis was the last paroxysm of the Cold War, and by choosing humanity over ideology, Gordievsky had made the world safer. His story demonstrates how one person's moral courage, even in shadows, can alter history's course. The personal toll of Gordievsky's double life was devastating. His first marriage to a fellow KGB officer ended due to his secret defection, while his second wife, Layla, remained ignorant of his espionage. When he escaped to Britain, she and their children were left behind to face KGB interrogation. The strain of maintaining multiple identities, dutiful KGB officer, MI6 asset, and husband concealing his true nature, weighed heavily on him. His MI6 handlers faced their own moral dilemmas. They knew running him risked his life, and that a successful escape would separate him from his family permanently. Yet they deemed his intelligence worth these human costs. As one officer noted, "We were playing with people's lives, and sometimes I wondered if we had the right." Such moral compromises, made for national security, left lasting scars on everyone involved.